For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
It's Alpha Bucks Kids.
This is big. So next week, from Monday, every day, we are heading out to a different school around Melbourne, and one student, one kid from each school will be playing to win $10,000 for their school.
Unbelievable.
And obviously, they'll get a pretty cool prize too.
Fox.com.au to register.
Yeah, if you want to play for your school. Now, to trial this is our first ever edition of Alpha Bucks Kids. We have the absolutely gorgeous, delightful Lenny Favola on the line.
Lenny.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, Lenny. Lenny, this is exciting. You are the first kid to play Alpha Bucks Kids.
Yep.
Yep. That makes sense. Lenny would expect that. Hey, Lenny, how's your Instagram going? You getting a lot of traction at the moment?
Yeah.
She's going to get you soon, Byron.
Yeah, she's pretty good, isn't she, on Instagram?
How's Biscuit going, your budgie?
Good.
Oh, good.
Now, Lendog, how many followers you got on Insta? You're getting up there, aren't you?
Yeah, nearly 5,500
nearly. There we go.
Coming for Byron,
traction
too.
Traction at Lenny Favola.
That'd be embarrassing.
Now, Lendog, we've got these 10 questions for you, mate. I don't think you get any cash prizes, but if you get all 10, I reckon we have to give you something.
Does she not get something just for partaking?
Well, she actually asked me yesterday. She goes, "Oh, what's my rate?"
Okay, Lenny, you've been so patient. I know you've been texting your dad, going, "Come on, hurry up! When am I on?"
Like father, like daughter.
So let's do this, okay? Now, 30 seconds, 10 questions, and every question has to begin with the letter S.
S for slime.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, Lenny Favola, are you ready?
Lenny, do us proud.
Do it for the Favolas, Lendog.
Here we go. Your time starts after I ask the first question. Question one. Name a girl's name.
Samantha.
A drink.
Pass.
A country.
Pass.
Something in a shed.
Shovel.
A season.
Spring.
A bird.
Pass.
A sport.
Soccer.
Something with wheels.
Cooter.
A direction.
Yeah.
A singer.
Pass.
A drink.
Oh, she was pretty good, Lenny Favola.
You did great, Len. That was really good.
She's flat that she didn't win, though.
Well, no, she should be. That was actually quite hard. I don't reckon many adults would get that narrow. I thought it was Alpha Bucks.
That was a bit rough. Lenny, how did you feel about your performance? Your dad's adding them up right now.
Dad's shaking his head.
Don't be like a soccer dad that's not impressed with his daughters not kicking enough goals.
Now, don't know a drink that starts with
a... You don't know a what, sorry?
A drink that starts with a...
No, mate, you drink Sprite. You have smoothies.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
You're really disappointed.
A country, we sat there with the world the other day and I was pointing out all the countries to you.
What's the country starting with
that? Oh, God, Spain, Sri Lanka, Singapore.
Oh.
You're reading them off a sheet.
Anyway, Len, we'll get back to...
I've never heard a father more dejected.
No, Lenny, you did well, honey. And I actually said, this was very hard. We wouldn't have got it.
We
no way.
We looked at it and thought that was pretty tough.
And I actually thought about taking a screenshot of it and sending it to her so she got all 10.
I thought you were going to.
No, I didn't. But well done, Len Dog. You did. You've won $300. Congratulations.
She hasn't won anything. Thank you. Lenny.
Hey, Lendog, 300, do you reckon?
Yep.
There you go. And we will play on Monday where kids play to win 10 grand for their school with Alpha Bucks
Kids.
Well
done, champion.
101.9 The Fox.
Sev, I've always been very clear about this, and I think we as a show are very clear, that we despise trolls. If you are somebody who trolls people online and you're just a nasty piece of work who write terrible things, have a think how your parents would feel about your actions. Mm. I mean, make your family proud. Don't be a pig online and write horrible things. But I'm about to tell a story about a...
Hard to argue with that.
sorry. But I want to talk about...
Bloody pigs.
This is one of my favourite news stories of the year. Now, I'm going to go over to Scotland, and I'm talking about a troll in Scotland. Now, not a troll online, not a troll under a bridge. This may be the world's first paragliding troll.
What?
The people of Bexhill-on-Sea over in Scotland, they are putting up with what they are calling an evil paraglider. So what he does, Fev, is he tries to intimidate people by flying really low over their heads while they're walking, and then he just shouts obscenities at them. Isn't that amazing?
I don't condone that, but it's funny.
The police have received dozens of complaints. Some locals are so wary of him that they're avoiding going. There's a hill called Galley Hill. They're just not walking it. Because imagine just looking over your shoulder and having a paraglider just yell something at you.
It's next level.
I'd get a fishing rod, and when he flies past, try hook him. I would.
Well, he's outed himself because they were calling him the Bexhill Birdman. So it would be like, beware, you can go for a walk along the country, you know, go for a country stroll, but beware the Bexhill Birdman who just comes up behind you and goes, you idiot! So they found him. His name is in fact Paul Satchell. He unmasked himself. He said, yes, I'm the infamous Bexhill Birdman, but he believes it's a smear campaign. We've got some audio of him. This is him paragliding, but whilst he defends himself.
Wow, while paragliding?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Up and away! From all the miserable people that are whining and lying about me. It's fantastic. Woo-hoo!
He's off his rocker.
He said, I'm a free-flying spirit and I live to fly and fly to live. But I'll also be quite blunt if I don't like you.
I'd get the gun out.
No, you wouldn't.
And just shoot the wings. Just put a little hole in
the wings.
That could be really dangerous.
Just a pellet gun, obviously.
Yeah, like
but
a BB gun.
Imagine, this is such a funny story. And funny because we're, you know, making light of it. We don't advise anyone else do this. But you'd have people who would go to Bexhill-on-Sea just to find the Bexhill Birdman.
Absolutely.
He's a local identity. He's a local legend. And I love this because there are local legends everywhere, even in the suburbs of Melbourne. 131060, please call in and identify a local legend. Can I start by? It's a bit further. It's more greater Melbourne, in fact, Victoria.
Yeah.
If you go to Daylesford, there's a man walking a goat. I don't know whether he's the goat man, but he's always there walking his goat down the main street of Daylesford.
Okay, that qualifies as a local legend. So it's on a leash, sort of a...
Yeah, he's walking it like... And he'll have a chat with you, and I don't know who he is, but he's a local legend. Leon, let's go to Croydon for a second.
Or Lilydale. I grew up in Lilydale, and there was an elderly woman that dressed all in purple and sat on her porch at the middle of an intersection just watching the cars go by every day, called Lady Lilydale.
Everyone knew her. I love that.
These are good.
I'd like to become a local legend. Like...
Well, there was a guy down in, I think about, what was it, back in the day, 1992-3-ish, down Webb Street, Narre Warren. Used to walk down the street. They go, oh, look, there's Fev.
Oh, local legend.
Okay, there we go. It's not quite what we're looking
131060, Melbourne, the suburbs of Melbourne. Let's reveal our local legends. Who's an identity that you've all loved and you've even given a lovely nickname to?
We'll come back to actual examples.
1019, The Fox.
We're talking about the paragliding troll in Scotland. So this guy... He's a paraglider. They call him the Bexhill Birdman. If you're strolling across a meadow over there in Bexhill, you might be swooped, not by a magpie, but by a paraglider who just hurls abuse at you. Mm. And what's funny, like the locals are living in fear and they've gone to the police and they find this harassment. But I bet now there'll be, because he'll become a local legend, you'll have
be
tourists.
Be a tourist attraction.
And tourists will be going, where's the guy that's supposed to swear at me? Yeah. I want the guy who's swearing.
He could make a lot of cash.
He could. Well, this is the thing. You can become a local legend and you can do it without meaning to. But we have local legends and we're celebrating them across Melbourne. Eliza in Pakenham. Hi, Eliza.
Good morning, Fifi, Bev and Byron. Love your work.
Thanks, Eliza. Now, we love this because you've got a local legend in Belgrave.
That's right. I work in Belgrave and we have Bubba Dez the Wizard, the Belgrave Wizard.
Bubba Dez the Wizard. What does... how would we recognise the wizard Bubba Dez?
Well, each day he wears a different colour, but he wears a full-on... wizard costume, walks up the street with the wizard staff, you know, the big walking stick.
Like Gandalf.
Exactly. And, he helps all the local cafes set up.
So he does his every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
And sometimes he wears an eye patch.
Well, there we go. He's a pirate as well.
He's a pirate.
Got it both going.
I want to meet Bubba Des the Wizard. And what a lovely guy, just helping out.
Sounds very helpful, doesn't he? What a great local legend.
It's great to go to, you know, local, you know, to suburbs and try to find these legends. Tim in South Morang. Hey, Tim.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Tim, have you got a local legend?
Yeah, I have. He's called the Walking Man. He walks up and down Plenty Road around the suburbs. Hail or shine, he's in a pair of shorts, and that's it, no shoes, just a pair of shorts. He's got long hair, covered in tats, but he's a hell of a nice guy. I've spoken to him, and I said, you know, you're really famous around here, and he had no idea. So I said, check out your website. People put up a, there's a site called Who is the Walking Man, and they take photos of him. And
we need to get around this.
Was he chuffed, Tim, that people had dedicated a website to him?
Well, he wasn't aware of it. He's a pretty sort of quiet guy.
Well, he's just exercising, really, isn't he? Just going for a walk.
He could never have dreamt it could hit these heights.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, so if you're on Plenty Road, look out for the Walking Man.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing. Just strutting?
Yeah.
Does he have a top on?
Meditating.
Does he wear a top?
Tops off, yeah. Just a pair of the old 80s-style shorts. You know, the high-cut side.
I love it.
What
winter.
What a legend.
That's great stuff.
Now we've got Marcel in Carrum Downs. Hey, Marcel.
G'day, guys. How are we all?
Good, Marcel. We're celebrating local legends. Can you nominate one?
Yeah, I have Darren, the headphone guy from Westwood Southland.
Yes.
Now, Fev mentioned him.
Yes, this guy.
This guy's a legend.
He's been getting around for years, and he's at Southland every day. He wears, like, track pants, a sweat top, backpack, headphones, hat, and just walks up and down Southland at a pace.
Really?
A bit like Kath and Kim style.
He'll stretch even in certain areas and then just keep going.
Yeah,
like I'm 26 and I've been going, even when I was 17, he was still doing
a good 10 years.
That's awesome.
Easy.
Does anyone talk to him?
He's a legend.
No, he just has his headphones on
and walks at a real pace.
Wow. What I love about a lot of these legends, they're into exercise. They're pacing.
I always want to know what he's listening to, because he always catch his eye and he'll look and then he follows you for a bit. It's a bit creepy. But I just wonder what he listens to.
Maybe
our podcast. Maybe our show's podcast.
We'd love to have a chat with Brendan Favola.
There we go. I don't know.
Anyway, Marcel, have you spoken to him?
Yeah, we just wanted to know what his name was, and we asked him. His name's actually Darren.
Dazza.
Yeah. Did you get any more questions in?
No, that was
just
all.
Just Darren, okay.
Yeah, just Darren, because we were just wondering, like, what do you do? He goes, just, you know, exercise.
Yeah, because he never has any food, doesn't have boost juice, he just walks.
Well, he's saving on gym fees, too.
101.9 The Fox.
What? Semi-final time, guys. Huge weekend of football in Melbourne. It all starts tonight at the MCG, where Hawthorn take on Melbourne. And Melbourne were humming after last week smashing Geelong, and Hawthorn going down to the Tigers. It's going to be a huge game. 90,000+ Boxy. Beautiful day. This is what Melbourne's been waiting for 12 years. Hawthorn, you've had your time.
This is it. Go
Maxie
D's.
Gawn. You've got young Clayton Oliver in the midfield. Viney was back awesome last week. The big matchup for mine is Harms versus Tommy Mitchell.
Ooh.
Tommy Mitchell will probably go on to win the Brownlow, but he's lost a little comrade in Jacob O'Meara, who was a late withdrawal last night.
Yep.
He's hurt his knee, and he's probably one of the...
Jake is key, I reckon.
Yeah, he's probably the best midfielder other than Mitchell that they've got. He's a gun, and he's out. Also out was... who else was out?
Oh, Stratton, the mullet.
Who holds up their defence. So I reckon the D's are going to spank the Hawks.
I love that. I really want the D's to get up.
And I reckon they can go over next week and beat the Eagles. I reckon they've got a lot of the Bulldogs about them when the Bulldogs won their premiership, and they're very
have their moment. I love the Hawks. Don't get me wrong.
I love the Hawks.
They've had their run,
but the Demons are very similar to the Bulldogs. As I said, their inside stoppage work is amazing. Mm. They've got the Max Gawn factor, who's just a freak. But they've got blokes who are up forward who can catch the footy.
Yeah,
and they can kick snags. If they kick straight, they win quite easily. And then we go to the MCG again on Saturday, where they Collingwood Magpies take on the Orange Army in GWS, who have been also hampered by injury. Mm. Josh Kelly, their superstar prime mover,
he's good.
Out with a meniscus tear.
Yes.
So that's a that's a big loss. If it rains, I'm not sure of the weather, but we said it's going to be about 11, but it's now it's gone to 16 as Jane Bunn told me yesterday.
Yeah, okay, so it's gone up a bit.
So if it's dry, GWS win because they're slick and they're quick, but if it's a bit wet, the Pies will win and take on Richmond next week. This is huge football.
This is massive.
I'm so excited. And also tomorrow, before you put your hand up, it's not a classroom. You can just speak when you want. It's your
He's
show.
He's going to do something.
Winx races tomorrow.
Yep.
In Sydney.
The mighty Winx.
One of the greatest horse, well, the greatest horse we've nearly ever seen, mm-hmm. going for 27 in a row, which is amazing. So good luck to Winx and all the connections there. And Huey Bowman, your mate.
Oh, he's a great guy,
this
Huey Bowman.
This is all really good. And
your hand
I
was
love,
up.
That was one of the best sports reports you've done all year. As excited as I am about the sports report, I'm more excited because remember on Monday's show, we had a call from little Sierra who called in to say that she'd got me the little Coles mini shop items I needed.
That's right.
Which was the orange juice, the chicken noodle soup and the Dettol hand wash. Sierra has come into the studio. Hey, Leon, pop Sierra up on that microphone over there. And her little brother, Mason.
This is so cute. Isn't what it? Is going on here? Well,
Rose. Hello.
Hey, Sierra.
Hello.
Good day.
Oh, that's so cute. Sierra, have you come in all the way just to give me these little mini shop items?
Yes, and I might be late for school, so because I wanted to come to the studio, but Mum still let me.
Oh, that is so cute, Sierra. And do you know what the cutest thing is, Sierra? When I said I needed these little items to complete my set, what did you do? Your mum was telling me you got the phone and rang yourself, didn't you?
Yes.
You just dialed 131060 and you got through, and this is the sweetest thing ever. You are just delightful. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Oh, so well-mannered as well. You better get off to school.
What do you reckon, bro? What's up? Who do you barrack for on the footy?
Hawthorn.
Go the Hawks.
Are they going to win tonight?
Yeah. He nodded.
Sierra,
nodded.
Good start. Great
R&B Friday. Yeah.
You two are the cutest little things ever. Oh, thank you for coming in.
Yous are cute.
Oh!
101.9 The Fox.
I don't know if other parents can relate to this, but I'm hitting this patch with Trixie Fev, and she's five, where I honestly sometimes have a moment and I think to myself that she's smarter than me, and it concerns me. Like I
never get that with my kids because they ask all the hard questions to Alex. They just bypass me every time.
Well, she knows she can. Anyway, she'll ask me a question and I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. And I remember I've heard about
what's
this.
What's for dinner?
Well, you know.
Uber Eats, obviously.
Thank you. No, excuse me. Cooked some yummy lamb chops last night. Mm. Lamb cutlets. Anyway, she'll ask me a question and I'll be flummoxed. I will actually have no idea what the answer is. And I'm often saying, look, when we get out of the car or when we get home, I'll Google that. We'll find out.
Well, hopefully she forgets.
And I thought, but we were lying on the couch last night and having a chat, and she started asking me, why were people created?
Oh.
Mm.
And how did the first person get created? And the part of me goes, gee, you're smart. Like, how are you,
yeah,
Adam
how and
are
Eve.
You getting to the fastest? Like, that's the most primal question. Yeah, but Fev, how did Adam get there or how did Eve get there?
It all started from the sea sponge, Boxy. We haven't got enough time to go into it, but we're all created from the sea sponge.
I don't even know where to go on that, but can you have a listen, Fev? I recorded this conversation. So this is essentially me trying to muddle my way through.
Great.
Other parents might relate to it. So Trixie's question was, why do people get created? And then she started to try to explain it herself.
Maybe they made up people to look after the earth.
Maybe.
Maybe they created people to look after the earth because it was the nature that made the earth. So the nature was just there.
Yeah, that's true.
And nature was what made the earth.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why?
I don't have the answers.
That's very relatable, though. Come on, every parent has been in that position.
I just don't know. And she's probably right. The nature did create. The nature was there first. I don't know what the nature.
That's a reference, I believe, to the Big Bang Theory. I think she's referring to. I mean, that's really evolved.
But 131060, would anyone like to share questions that they've been unable to answer? And maybe we as collective, as adults, we can come up with the answers and get ready.
Okay. Yeah.
Next time. Just give me a call, Uncle Fev, and then we all call
I'm not
it
even
from the
kidding.
Sea sponge.
We're going to do this. We're FaceTiming today when I get Trixie.
Heaps of stuff.
You're having a FaceTime call with Trixie, and we're going to record this.
Yeah,
I want
sea
you
sponge.
To talk her through okay, the sea sponge.
We all evolved from the sea sponge.
Okay. 131060 is the number with those difficult questions your kids have asked you. 131060. It's R&B Friday on the Fox.
Woo!
Fev will chat to us about the sea sponge during this one from Mary.
You don't even know what that is, Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
My child is asking lots of questions at the moment, my five-year-old, and that I don't know the answer to. And the question she asked me yesterday was, why were people created? It's a tough one. Now, Brooke from Werribee. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Brooke. Brooke, have you been confronted by a question that you just can't answer?
Yes, my seven-year-old asked me, where do flies go when it rains?
Oh, that's,
hey, that's a great
good
question.
Question. What about...
They wouldn't be able to fly,
let's
would they?
Try maybe under leaves? They
maybe.
Just sit under a leaf?
I said down? Maybe in between cracks of houses.
That's good probably better than thieves.
Yeah. Brooke, you're doing well. Like, should we Google it? Or maybe we can find out.
Yeah, well, you don't really... The thing is, you don't really see flies during the winter. So
well,
they
I
must
think
fly.
They're maggots then.
Well, they are.
But there's older flies. They're not all sudden. That doesn't
do they
reset.
Die? Do they just?
I think
what's,
they're
a, what's, their li- what's their lifespan?
That's a good point. Do you have a senior citizen of the fly world?
No. They're seasonal. Mm. And I think in winter they're hibernating as maggots.
Or you just set up one of those buzzers. That, zzz.
That cleared it up, Brooke?
I think that's a mosquito.
Thank you. Okay.
No, just zap them.
I think you zap mosquitoes. Can't zap flies, can you?
Can you?
Leo, we've got Leo in Mount Eliza. Hello, Leo.
Hi.
Leo, how old are you?
I'm four.
You're four.
Well, I think this is our youngest caller ever.
You've got a really big boy voice, Leo. You gorgeous thing. Leo, what have you got a question for us?
Yes.
What is
why
it?
So the world's upside down. Why doesn't it look like we're upside down?
Oh,
now,
good
Leo,
good.
I'll let you on a little bit of information,
is
buddy.
Because it's round.
No, the Earth is flat.
No, don't say that to a four-year-old.
It's flat, bro. It's not actually round. It's flat.
Leo, this is the same man that believes that we're all descended from a sea sponge.
Okay.
See? Go to Kinder today and say, Fev said, the world is flat.
Leo, don't listen to Uncle Fev. Okay.
Yeah, good chat.
Okay.
Who do you barrack for, Leo?
Good. What?
Who do you barrack for in the footy?
Good rapport.
I don't play footy.
Do you barrack for a team?
Do you go for a team?
I go for Red Legs.
The Red Legs? Oh, the Mount Eliza Red Legs.
Yeah.
Yes, they're a good side. They're a bit flat, like the world, but...
Like this conversation.
101.9 The Fox.
Fat Man Scoop featured on Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister's Twitter feed last night. ScoMo posted a meme on Twitter and he dubbed Fat Man Scoop's big hit from 2006, Be Faithful, over footage of the Libs in Parliament raising all their hands during the parliamentary vote. A pretty funny meme. I didn't have a problem with it.
I know that
it's a news story today on certain news sources because they're saying... It was
a bit of a flop. I mean, it wasn't funny.
Oh, it's just nothing. Like, people get irate over nothing these days. Anyway, I thought it was a bit fun to put together a list of Pollies embarrassing themselves through the art form of song. Now...
We love your intro.
Oh, please.
Maybe he's got a lift this morning.
Here it is.
Here's my list. Embarrassing Pollies. And most of them are singing, although Kevin Rudd's doing an impersonation. So here we go. First one I would like to play. Now, this was just earlier this week. Labor MP Julian Hill. He was outside Parliament speaking to reporters, and he decided to speak the theme song to The Muppet Show.
For those unfamiliar, this is the actual theme song.
Yes.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to
great song. Anyway, this was him. I guess he was referencing Parliament and the Liberals.
Here we go.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. On the most sensational, celebrational, inspirational, Muppetational. This is what we call The Muppet Show.
How does his writer pass that?
I don't know. You know what, Fev? I don't want to show any political bias because I don't really have one. Don't vote for him. What a drip. Like, we don't need that in Parliament.
Who's he part of?
He's Labor. Mm. Again, I have no bias.
Could be from anywhere.
Let's not have that guy speaking in public. Next, Kevin Rudd. Now, this was him doing an impersonation of Gollum at a press conference once upon a time.
This is the office of the Prime Minister. My precious... My precious.
Didn't expect to hear that, did you, Fev?
Wow.
That happened.
Now move on.
He lost his job.
Got a couple more to get through. This was in 2015. Senator Linehelm, he sung a tax version of the 12 Days of Christmas. This was actually in Parliament.
In the first bill of Christmas, my treasurer said to me, a tax on the elderly. In the second bill of Christmas, my treasurer said to me, slower deductions and a tax on the elderly.
Oh. Elderly.
You know, it's almost as if back at uni these guys were banned from the drama club and this is their payback. They're like, now I can be creative. No, just run the country. And then finally, this is one of the best. 2012, this was Minister Craig Emerson.
Oh.
He was poking fun at the genuine community concern in Whyalla about Labor and the green carbon tax. And he called this song Whyalla, Why. Wipeout, of course, the classic.
The classic song called Horror Movie, which I believe was from Red Simon's band,
right there,
the Skyhooks.
The Skyhooks, yeah, here we go. So this is Minister Craig Emerson singing the Whyalla Wipeout.
No Whyalla Wipeout there on my TV. No Whyalla Wipeout there on my TV. No Whyalla Wipeout there on my TV. Shocking me right out of my brain. Shocking me right out of my brain.
The problem is he's not even in sync with Shirley Straw. He's gone solo.
Where did he do that?
He did that on the television.
On a press conference.
Wow.
In public.
1019, The Fox.
I was watching The Bachelor last night and something really personal came back to me, Fev, an experience from my dating past. And it was all because Nick had planned a Japanese-themed date.
Sushi.
With Jamie Lee. No, it was that they were wielding samurai swords. It was all a bit of fun.
Let's have a listen.
Nick's really in his element here. Me, not so much.
I am pumped to get my hands on my weapon and wield it around.
I can't even pull it out of the sword holder. I have no idea why I'm being like this.
Okay.
Just on a date when someone was getting their sword out and whipping it around.
Well, speaking of swords out on dates, Fev, I'm going to take you back to a little place 10 years ago, no, 9 or 8 years ago,
anyway,
vaguely, around that area. I was in spending a lot of time in the States, and I was in New York for a few months working for Channel 7, Sunrise, as their entertainment editor.
Cash cow.
And I met a lovely guy called Debo, and we were dating.
I thought you were going to say Miyagi.
No, not Mr.
You wouldn't have said that.
Anyway, Debo, and we'd been dating for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I hadn't been back to his place yet because, you know, didn't know where he lived. Anyway, he said, I'll come over, we'll watch the footy this Sunday, the NFL.
The footy?
Oh, the NFL.
Green Bay Packers.
He would have called it the footy.
Is Debo off Friday?
What?
No. The movie?
No.
No.
Debo.
He's a rapper. His full name was actually Adiba Wale.
Adiba Wale.
He was a moderately talented rapper.
He was good.
He was a rapper. Terrific.
Well, he was a rapper and a school teacher. Anyway, Debo. So I went and we'd been hanging out for a few weeks and I'm like, oh, this cool rapper and he's, in New York. And I was thinking, this is, wow. Anyway, went to his house and when he opened the front door, I saw something I didn't expect. And this is the funny thing about dating and getting to know someone. You can tell a lot about a person by what's in their house and maybe a collection they have. So I opened the front door and his whole front room, wall to wall, was samurai swords.
Ooh.
And I got that quick, as I stepped in, I went, how well do I know this guy? Like, that's a lot of samurai swords.
You could have ended up on CSI.
Well, Fev, it all flashed through my brain. It all flashed through. But what I didn't realise was he was obsessed with Japanese anime. Mm-hmm. So he was actually right into cartoons.
Ooh.
Like, properly into
cartoons. Is that what anime is?
Yeah, anime.
Anime.
And I thought we were there to watch the Green Bay Packers and get some buffalo wings.
Yes. That'd
be
great.
We ended up watching a lot of Japanese anime. And look, you know, it didn't necessarily flourish from then on.
Sure, yeah. In fact, I remember Debo joined us on the show.
That's right, Fev. Before you came on the show, Byron
years later.
Rang all my ex-boyfriends around the world.
It's good fun.
Bloody hell. Was that a year arc?
There were plenty of them to call. But this was because the breakup was also, it was classic Fief breakup.
I left the country. We never actually broke up officially. I just came back home. Just
have a little. You didn't get a couple of blocks of cement and chop it in half?
Have a little listen.
It sort of didn't really end, I guess.
Was it? Did it actually end?
I don't know. No. Did it? I mean, that would be the longest hiatus I've ever seen. But
are you still together?
I don't know.
Did I miss my flight? I mean, listen, if it's a technicality, Fifi, when we get off, give me a call.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, what was her weird accent at the end?
As soon as he opened his mouth, I would have been running.
The number is 131060. We are talking what was in their house, Fief. I mean, samurai swords is hard to beat.
It's sort of like when you went back to somebody's place, what was in there that maybe you weren't expecting? It can be like a doll collection, you know, like when you don't expect.
You do snoop when you go into the house for the first time.
There are grown men that keep toys in their original packaging. There's those sorts of dudes.
I lived with a guy called Dane who actually looked after, he collected Star Wars figurines.
Oh, boy.
And they were everywhere. And when my kids come over, they thought that we'd brought them presents and they opened them and they were like collectibles.
Oh, look out.
Uh-oh.
The number is 131060.
1019, The Fox.
I just relived a story when I was dating a guy called Debo in New York a few years ago, and I went back to his house to watch footy on a Sunday, and the front room was full of samurai swords. They're just the things you don't expect when you go back to somebody's house. And we've just said, what did you discover when you went in? Tanya in Point Cook. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Tanya. Now, Tanya, when you went back to someone's house, what took you by surprise?
Well, I found a rather extensive beer can collection.
Was it? Oh, you know what, Tanya? I'm embarrassed to say this. My dad had this along his kitchen cupboards, like all these bottles of beer that he'd sampled around the world. Was it sort of that style?
It was specifically just beer cans, no bottles.
Was his name, Chris Franklin?
No.
I'm a bloke, I'm a yobbo, and me best mate's name is Robbo. He loves it.
Well, his name is actually Robbo.
There you go.
Well, there you go. He's best mates with Chris
Tanya,
Franklin.
Did this affect how you felt about him, the beer can collection?
Well, I'm actually a bit of a fan of beer. So we ended up getting married and designing our new home around a beer can room.
That's awesome.
We've actually got about 5,000-6,000 cans now. We're members of the Beer Can Collectors Association.
There you go. Imagine if you had stayed with Debo. You would have had to put a nice little Japanese outfit on.
I'd be living in Japan.
You'd be walking in, having sushi every night on a hot teppanyaki plate, taking your shoes off, kneeling down.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
Good stuff.
It's inviting.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne. 101.9 The Fox.